In 1904, Pablo Ruiz Picasso is 23 years old and already establishing himself as an artistic force. Yet he chooses to paint this somber, monochromatic portrait titled La Celestina. It's a reflection of his solemn mood, or if you're an art historian, you'd say he was blue. Often described in terms of major periods, Picasso's works in this gallery are from his blue period, when many of his paintings were composed of only shades of blue. But why? The death of his close friend, Carlos Casagemas, whose portrait is also in this gallery, was one reason that Picasso cited. The title of this painting, La Celestina, refers to a character from Commedia de Calisto y Melibea, in English, Tragic Comedy of Callisto and Melibea. Written in 1499, it is considered one of the greatest works of Spanish literature. Here's Chiyo Ishikawa, Deputy Director for Art at the Seattle Art Museum.
La Celestina is a portrait of an actual woman from Barcelona whose name was Carlota Valdivia, and she was a neighborhood figure. He portrayed her in several drawings and always shows her as a kind of shadowy and even sinister figure. The fact that he identifies her with this character from literature who is a matchmaker, procuress, conniver, meddler, suggests that that's her role in contemporary life, too. This is one of the most finished portraits of this period, and it doesn't have an element of pathos or that kind of pathetic, downtrodden quality. She's got a real watchful, almost cat-like sensibility as she sidles into the picture.
The blue palette prevails here, but La Celestina also features one of Picasso's artistic hallmarks, unique eyes, a trait you'll see in works throughout the exhibition. La Celestina's right eye stares at you with a deep intensity, while the left one is covered with a hazy film that some scholars interpret as a cataract.